Yes, Doris, I know you. I know you. I know that you are a compulsive buyer. That's what you like the most. Yeah. you do the line. You do the line. Yeah. Every time you want to go shopping, you do the line. You're a compulsive buyer. I know that for a fact. Okay, Doris, I really loved your intervention this time because it was 2 minutes long. It was really, really good. That was the kind of time that I was expecting from someone as advanced and as good as you. So I'm pretty happy that you turned out to do it this way. So congratulations on that. I'm going to miss you a lot because you are amazing, Doris. You know that. And once you open yourself to talk about whatever you want to talk about and you address it, I know that you go for it and nothing can stop you. So that is something that I like so much. When it comes to pronunciation, can you say a compulsive shopper? Because, first off, you don't call a person a shopper. You call a person a buyer. So it's a compulsive buyer, not a compulsive shopper. Yeah, because it can be interpreted as like a chopper, and a chopper is a helicopter. So you don't want to get yourself called a compulsive helicopter. All right. The other thing is that the passive teach is taught. So experience has taught me. You don't indulge in food. No, you indulge in food and you indulge in things. Yeah. You say personally. No, it's personally or personally. Yeah. So that is the pronunciation. And you say crows because crow is an animal. So it's crowds when you are in crowds. Yeah. Surrounded by people is crowds in crowded places. Crowds. And crowded places. Other than that, my princess, this was a great, you showcased that you can really speak your mind. And this time you did it pretty well. Keep up that way, Doris, and I'm going to miss you. You were really good.